Visiting today with Secretary of Ag Blaine Arthur with the OCA convention. A lot of hot topics going to come up today.
There certainly are lots of things going on in agriculture, and certainly a lot of them that impact our beef producers and lots of folks that are very engaged. So glad to have them here and look forward to all the discussion.
Well, you've been traveling around, and I know that now that the session's out, you've had some time to go out and speak to producers. What are you hearing about the biggest hurdles they're facing?
Well, I'd say there's probably two things. One of those is medical marijuana, and I know there's lots of policy items here at OCA convention specific to that, and a good task force that's been put together, and we're very aware of a lot of those challenges and trying to find some solutions for folks. The other, still lots of talk about the markets and packing and availability of processing, and we've had some good momentum here in the state. We anticipate about 19 more facilities will come online before the end of the year, which is very exciting, and we acknowledge that as far as head process per day, doesn't make a huge difference, but for those producers and for those communities, it certainly does. So good momentum there, but still a lot of work that needs to be done.
Absolutely. And of course, you know, we've been talking about the medical marijuana situation for a while, and it just seems like with the task force formed, what have you had an update from them about what's going on with the latest?
We have had some updates, and the thing that I'm really excited about is they very much identified very specific issues so that then there can be some guidance given certainly to us at state agencies, but also discussions with legislators about do we need to change statute? Do there need to be different rules? Is it truly just an enforcement issue? So they've collected all of that information to put together so that hopefully we can all work towards solutions. That's really what we want to do, and I think enforcement is a big piece of that, but then also collaboration across state agencies, and I feel like we've got some good momentum working that direction.
Well, I know another thing that we're both excited about is you were talking about a little bit about meat processing, and there's been a mobile meat processing unit that's been going around and kind of teaching kids, kind of getting excited about maybe they want to do this as a career.
There is, and that's something we're so appreciative of, the partnership with Career Tech and all of our staff at the Oklahoma Department of Ag. And when we hear about these meat processing facilities coming online, the number one issue they have is labor. And we know that's not just in meat processing, it's in ag, it's really across the board right now. But that skill set that those students need to go into that area is incredibly important. So this trailer is traveling around, was it FAPC at Oklahoma State? Yeah. And so that's the same equipment that these students would find in any of these facilities. So they get that hands-on training. They're ready to go to work when they get to these facilities, but the facilities can also utilize it for training on a specific piece of equipment and not have to stop their processing, day-to-day processing. So it's a great tool as well. Facilities can pull it up beside them, have folks training on a piece of equipment and keep things turning in the shop. So lots of good opportunity, but always very appreciative of Career Tech for getting those skills to those students who need those so that we have on-the-job training but also the workforce development that's so important to us.
And we're really kind of missing the trades right now. Just skilled trade labor is really hard to come by. So if you want a job immediately, that's the way to go.
There's no question. We've had the chance to talk to even some of these high school students. One young man in particular, he said, I'm just a junior, you know, this year. But he said, I have two job offers when I get done with high school. And some students want to pursue that four-year degree, and we love and encourage that. But some students want to go to work right away or work for a little bit before they pursue a two- or four-year degree. So having that skill means that they have job opportunities, certainly here in Oklahoma, but really across the United States.
Absolutely. Well, looking forward, we've got fall coming up. It doesn't seem like that way with the hot temperatures, but what are some things that you guys are excited about going forward?
Well, we're excited that we got a little rain.
Yes.
Across the majority of the state of Oklahoma, because that makes things a lot better here in Oklahoma. Very excited about some value-added processing pieces that we have kind of in the works. Commerce is actually bringing a staff person on that will work specifically on ag opportunities in the commerce lane that will work with our staff at the Department of Ag. So as we try to encourage more job creation in the ag lane and more value-added processing, we're really excited for that person to be named there at Commerce and to work collaboratively with them. So lots of momentum in value-added processing, which really drives economic development and rural economic development. And I think we'll see that kind of popping up here and again this week. We announced a Oklahoma Craft Brewers Trail through our agritourism program, seeing a lot of excitement in that, and that's really value-added processing as well. So want to focus on that, want to focus on Made in Oklahoma program. They're doing some great things working with the Made in Oklahoma Coalition, because finding ways to diversify ag operations and ultimately bring more money to the farm gate or to our producers is what we're trying to do. So some good things that are happening, and we've got great staff and lots of public-private partnerships, which we haven't had historically, and I think we get a lot of momentum from that.
Well, and another thing about the great Oklahoma stuff, Oklahomans are great at coming up with things that aren't necessarily, you would think, ag-related, like the craft beering thing, but you can do little things like that that still promote agritourism all across the state.
There's no question. We've got kind of that entrepreneurial spirit and out-of-the-box type thoughts. But at the end of the day, we've got, you know, the other 98% of the consumer base that are not ag producers that want to learn more about that story and want to have that experience, and they'll pay for it. That's the thing that we've really seen, is there's a value to that, but they'll pay for it. And then ultimately exposure to more ag products, more local products, that all comes down to the bottom line, which is important to our ag producers. So,
and they're also delicious.
Well, that's really the most important thing, is that they're all really, really good. I think the thing that we really saw last year was consumers want to know where their food comes from, who's making that food, how it's being produced. Well, that's tremendous opportunity for Oklahoma producers, because we have so many great commodities and we're so diverse here, and consumers want to pay for those products.
And I love that. I think we've really seen people want to shop local and support those local ag producers.
There, without a doubt, I think that's probably what we hear more than anyone, is where can I find Oklahoma products, or where can I find Oklahoma beef in particular? So the more branding we can do, the more collaboration we can have, and just creating awareness, because we know they want to buy them, and we have some data that shows they will pay more for those local products too. So lots of opportunity there, and I don't think that's anything that's going away. I think our consumers will demand that that be an option for them.
Lots of exciting stuff coming up. Thank you so much for visiting with us, Secretary Arthur.
All right. Thank you so much.